Here are the latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Newcastle fell to a quarter-final Carabao Cup defeat on Tuesday night, a 1-0 loss against Championship side Brentford. The Bees claimed their fourth Premier League scalp of the Carabao Cup run as they dominated the Magpies despite Thomas Frank making six changes to his starting 11. It was Josh De Silva's goal midway through the second half that sealed a 1-0 triumph. Callum Wilson threatened briefly for Newcastle, but all the urgency and progressive football came from the hosts, despite the second tier's top scorer Ivan Toney being left on the bench against his former club. Well, moving on, and Steve Bruce admitted that he will have to accept the wave of criticism which will come his way after Newcastle's loss to the Bees. Newcastle had a golden chance to reach a first major cup semi-final in 15 years and a first in this competition since 1976. Well, Bruce said, "I'm not really interested in the changes Brentford made. I'm hugely disappointed that we missed a wonderful opportunity to take this club to a semi-final, where it hasn't been for 40-odd years. But we simply haven't played well enough to win the tie. We should have had enough. That's why I went as strong as we did. Unfortunately, we haven't played well enough." And finally, Newcastle faced the daunting task of both Manchester City and Liverpool over the festive period before the winter market opens a week on Friday. And reports suggest once that winter window does swing open, several of Newcastle's players are set to be targets for other teams. It's claimed that Barcelona are considering a shock move for Newcastle's Fabian Schär, and they believe that the versatile defender is an experienced ball player that would fit well into their setup. Elsewhere, it's also claimed that West Brom boss Sam Allardyce is planning to ask Bruce about Andy Carroll's availability in the coming weeks as he eyes a January reunion. That's all for now. We'll have more later.